From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Another detour for migrants in Greece. Authorities in Greece say thousands of migrants and refugees camped out of that country's largest port near Athens have been given 2 weeks to move to army-built camps voluntarily or be expelled by force. The warning issued Thursday came as nearly a third of the 52,000 immigrants stranded in Greece by European border closures are refusing to move to organized shelters and remain camped out at the port of Piraeus and at the northern border with Macedonia. More than 4,000 migrants remain at Piraeus, an important site for Greece's vital tourism industry. Athens has toughened its position toward migrants since a March 20th agreement between the European Union and Turkey went into effect. Some 4,000 migrants and refugees who reached the Greek islands from Turkey after that date are in detention, with most due to be sent back to Turkish ports. The deportations started Monday and are expected to resume on Friday. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country will not implement a deal reached with the EU on the return of migrants from Greece if the EU does not fulfill its obligations toward Turkey. Under the deal, Turkey agreed to take back migrants who reached Greece illegally from March. For every Syrian return, Europe agreed to take a Syrian refugee from Turkey to be resettled in an EU country. Turkey is also set to receive funds to spend on the refugees, visa-free travel for Turkish citizens, and sped up EU membership talks. Erdogan said if the European Union does not take the steps it needs to take, if it does not fulfill its pledges, then Turkey will not implement this agreement. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.